Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I have a lot of respect for Coach Payton and, you know, the way he's come up through the ranks and his history in this league. And he's a great offensive mind. So he was also a quarterback, a former quarterback from a 1AA school. And he had a stint in the Arena League. And he knows how to protect the quarterback. So he does that, but yet he knows how to be aggressive with the quarterback. So I think that balance of having both of that, and you're seeing that right now with what he's doing with a really good quarterback in Teddy Bridgewater. You have a Hall of Fame quarterback in Drew Brees that is with a really, really good coach, and now they lose that guy, and now the next guy comes in. I think it shows to who Coach Payton is as a coach and then who Teddy Bridgewater is as a player. I mean, his teammates are rallying around him between the scheme and who he is. It's a good combination. You know, it works well for him.
Middays on the Score.
That's Matt Nagy, the top of the hour, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Watch the Chicago Wolves take on the Rockford IceHogs tonight on My 50 Chicago. Then get out to Allstate Arena tomorrow and Sunday to see the Wolves battle the IceHogs and the Milwaukee Admirals. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com. Bobby Hebert is on Twitter at BobbyHebert3, and he joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Over 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. This man is intertwined with the Saints to his very core. Bobby, how are you, man?
You know, I was hearing the Bears coach. Does he realize also, I know if you're old school, Sean Payton was a scab quarterback for the Bears.
Yep.
There's a lot of people don't realize. They have a picture of Coach Dick giving him the business. But, yeah, Sean Payton, I truly believe, is an offensive genius. And I don't throw that around lightly. I'm going to talk about his play calling and just what he does. He's kind of very Bill Walsh-like, always like one step ahead of the curve.
You know, I was at the game in 87 at Soldier Field when Sean Payton was out there in a game against the Saints. And, Bobby, he was horrible.
Well, you know, he's homegrown, Eastern Illinois, and he's really fine. He grew up a Bears fan, but it'll be interesting. I don't know, it might be a Jacksonville-type game come Sunday afternoon, where I don't see how it cannot be in the teens, because Alvin Kamara, they kind of wounded Warriors right now on offense, and but the Saints defense is right there amongst the best, and I just don't see the Bears offense doing anything to the Saints defense. So I don't know, might be 17-13. And obviously whoever wins that turnover battle, you know, short fields. But, you know, what's unbelievable, this is not an opinion, and this is over a dozen years. Under Sean Payton, now you think of Sean Payton, offensive coach, when they allow 20 or fewer points, they 75 wins and 8 losses. Mm. But that's actually what's occurred since 2006. And when they commit 0 turnovers, they're 40-5. But that's what I look at more, where the defense is at, and scoring defense. And we've always had an awesome scoring offense amongst the top three. I can look for years. It was the Saints, Patriots, Packers, as far as scoring in the high 20s, low 30s. But right now what's so impressive is how dominant the Saints defense is right now. And a lot like the Bears last year, to getting back to that, the last four games, is bottom line is like just stopping the run. You know, the Bears and the Saints are 1-2 against the run. But right now, just look at the last four games. They're third in opponent rushing yards per game and sixth in rushing yards per play. So Saints at times are playing Bears-like defense. I still think the Bears are the best. But the Saints are right there. You're going to see the Saints with all said and done. I think when the season's over, be a top 10 defense.
How good is Teddy Bridgewater, really?
I don't know if he's as good as Joe Burrow, the quarterback at LSU. Around these parts, you know, when you look at Joe Burrow and where he's at, you know, I'm just saying that jokingly, but, you know, around here they look for the future beyond Drew Brees. They look at Teddy Bridgewater, he'll have a chance to compete, but that doesn't mean we're going to pass the torch from Drew Brees to Teddy Bridgewater. He'd have to have more games like he had against Tampa Bay. And you might see that maybe once a month or one out of four times are 50%, and that's just not a Saints offense. So Taysom Hill still always going to be involved. He'll have a handful of plays. Taysom Hill might be the toughest quarterback in football history. The reason why I say that, I know he's the best tackler. How many quarterbacks can go down on kickoff and punt coverage and knock the crap out of you or run with the football and run over you? You know, they don't have no rules for Taysom Hill as far as protecting the quarterback. He's been a beast, and that was actually a negative when he was at BYU because he got hurt. He doesn't know how to play half speed to slide. No, he's definitely like a running back that could throw, and you better stay on your receiver, but he's not quite accurate enough to be a quarterback, I think, week in and week out. And like I had Steve Young on, and, you know, he's a big Taysom Hill fan. But Steven Young and I go way back to the USFL. We're talking about Taysom Hill with his accuracy. Okay, you could be a C plus type passer, maybe turn into like a B minus, but you're not gonna turn into an A. And we'll watch Taysom Hill even in the preseason and all that. He'll make a throw and say, "Whoa, that's as good as Tom Brady or Drew Brees or anyone." But you got to do that 5 or 6 times a game, not just once. And I think for the Bears, I don't think Mitchell Trubisky's accurate enough. And, you know, Howley's not really pushing the ball down the field. You don't have to necessarily always push the ball down the field. You can count, you know, yards after the catch, but you have to be accurate. And I think at times Mitchell Trubisky is really a detriment to that Bears team.
What do you think an absent or restricted Alvin Kamara does to a run game that's needed to help mitigate the effect of Khalil Mack?
That's not good. Listen, Alvin Kamara is, it'd be like the Panthers without Christian McCaffrey. I mean, hello, your offense is not going to be the same. And I don't know, I think if we had Mark Ingram, we'd be a little more confident. You know, he was a leader and just, you know, the skins he put on the wall in the Saints uniform. Now being with the Ravens, but Latavius Murray, we didn't know we have a Latavius Murray. We were all excited last week because Kamara's dealing with that ankle and knee. He gets 79 yards, total yards from scrimmage. But I don't think Latavius Murray, I know, he's not even as good as Mark Ingram. So, no, that could be definitely in the Bears' favor. I could see why with 3.5 points, the Bears being favored. Because I mean, it might be a field goal type game, and again, I think it's going to come away, you know, the takeaways, giveaways, and the one thing Teddy Bridgewater does not turn over the ball, so that could be a positive for the Saints. And who wins the special teams? I mean, the Bears are outstanding, you know, in the return game. We also got a new returner in Deontay Harris, and, you know, averaging 10 yards, so we're very confident in our kicker and our punter. I think Will Lutz and Thomas Morstead. I mean, it's unbelievable how he just pins, you know, teams back. He'll kick it not only inside the 20, but inside the 10. And then it's hard for the NFL team to drive the length of the field. And that was a big plus against Jacksonville. And Sean Payton always emphasized that the hidden yardage. You know, then you don't realize where you're starting your drives and how do you get in the scoring position. So I think it's going to be a slugfest. I think that's about right. The Bears being a 3-point favorite. And I'm looking – if you like old school football, it could be that kind of game. If you want to be entertained by the offense, I don't think you'll see that come Sunday afternoon.
You mentioned Joe Burrow at LSU. I find the future of the Saints really fascinating, especially given the injury to Drew Brees. How much longer does he have to play? How much longer does he want to play? And what might be factors this season that change a little bit of Drew Brees' future?
Well, God, Drew is so competitive. I don't know if his wife wants him around the house. I mean, he is so into football, definitely a workaholic. It's just a lifestyle. And, you know, I don't know, I kind of flip the coin. Even if the Saints will win the Super Bowl, it's kind of 50-50 deal whether he'd retire or not. The only reason why he'd retire is kids are older, wanting to be more involved in their lives, but he's already very, very involved in their life. So I just don't know. Drew is too good to be true, and, boy, it doesn't matter who the Saints get in the future to replace him. It's like the Dolphins are still trying to replace Dan Marino in Miami. You look at John Elway, had to go get a veteran like a Peyton Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, to replace him. And so that's easier said than done. And right now, Saints fans, I'm telling them, just enjoy, because you really want to appreciate Drew Brees until he's not here. And it's not even a problem. You know, you look at Carolina with Cam Newton. Oh, what, when Cam's ready to come back? Oh, how can you change quarterbacks? So they even know, even with Teddy Bridgewater, listen, you could beat the Bears, you could beat the Cardinals, and Teddy could be undefeated, but it's not the same thing like Drew Brees. Because you put Drew Brees with a defense that is kicking butt like the Saints are right now, and they're winning on special teams. No, the Saints are arguably amongst the best in the NFC, without a doubt. And look how competitive the NFC is compared to the AFC.
We are talking with WWL Radio's Bobby Hebert, the former quarterback of the Saints and the Falcons, and an absolute USFL star back in the day as well. I believe player of the year in the USFL at one point. Do you think that Marshon Lattimore is going to be on Allen Robinson the whole time, or is he just going to take a side of the field and allow the Bears to try to get Robinson free against somebody else?
Well, now that's interesting. I think the Saints could do both. If they really think that Robinson is the guy that they have to shut down, they'll put Lattimore and Hill. And Lattimore has been unbelievable. I'm not saying he's Jalen Ramsey yet or that reputation, but Marshon Lattimore, he has been outstanding as of late. And, you know, teams at the beginning of the season were picking on him. They're still trying to throw at him, but you better watch. But the one who's been so impressive, now, number one draft pick, you say he was overdrafted, Eli Apple with the Giants. I want to say he was the 10th overall pick. And Eli Apple, I thought the whole secondary ball, now you playing Uncle Rico and Michu and looking at Jacksonville, but Von Bell, I mean, Marcus Williams played like he played when he was a rookie. So that's actually turning into strength with the Saints. And Eli Apple's not necessarily that weak link at a cornerback. I think what you have to do against the Saints, that you better at least attempt to run, or you better be able to run the football, because if the Bears can't run, they are going to get after, I don't care who's quarterback. If Trubisky stays in there the whole game, he's playing. But you look at the Saints right now, they're second in the NFL in total quarterback pressures at 76. And that, again, that's not an opinion. That's what's actually occurring. And, you know, they're right, and they're on pace, you know, to kind of have 50-plus sacks. So they're not only getting pressure, but when they can pin their ears back, and it's not just one guy, it's not just Cam Jordan, who's all pro. Davenport's living up to expectations. Sheldon Rankins is back. They have a rotation. They got Malcolm Brown for the Patriots, who's been an upgrade from Tyler Davis, and he's been a beast in the middle. I'm not saying Akeem Hicks-like, but he's been pretty dominant. And I think if the Bears are forced to pass and they can't run, they're going to be in trouble.
Before we let you go, what is your – if you have one hot sauce you can ever have, only one, whether it's Tabasco, Crystal, Louisiana, and it's you never, ever get to have another hot sauce, what's your definitive answer?
I distinctively like Louisiana hot sauce.
That's the one. Yeah.
It's like a skinny band. I like all hot sauce. Tabasco, I like Crystal. I would put Louisiana one, Crystal second, Tabasco third. That's just my taste buds, what okay. I like. But I would use every one of them. But Louisiana hot sauce, hands down.
Okay.
That it's always part of cooking.
Okay, because yeah, I mean,
I'm with you, Bobby.
It won me over. Have you? I'm sure you've been to Praline Connection before.
Right. Yes.
That joint, the chicken there, the fried chicken there with Louisiana hot sauce is just one of the absolute great pleasures for the human taste buds.
It's the human taste bud, and it gets to the point, like you said, you're not even hungry and you just keep eating.
Yeah.
That could be a problem at times.
Bobby, thanks for your time.
So
yeah, we
all
appreciate
right,
it, man.
You.
All right, that is Bobby Hebert.
Beautiful.
That's it. We're getting gumbo.
Some Saints love and a whole lot of Louisiana hot sauce all over it, too.
That's pretty good. That's pretty solid rankings there. I'd probably move Tabasco up to second, Crystal third.
Really? Yeah, I got Louisiana one and a runaway. Pete Futak is our next guest. We'll get college football crazy and hot sauce with him, too. Fuse on the way. Bernstein McKnight, 6'7".
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. they find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Give me the score.
Pete Futek.
Great, with a capital G, at the highest level of grade.
Publisher of College Football News.
What is it that makes our military superior? He was like, that's easy. We're the only football-playing nation in the world.
He hates your favorite team.
Rankings don't matter at the end because they're just going to put Alabama in the college football playoff anyway.
Pete Futek with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This segment's brought to you by Amazon. Holiday hiring at Amazon starts now. Earn up to $16 an hour. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. Pete Futek is on Twitter at Pete Futek, and he joins us on Fridays. And those aren't boos you're hearing as Few steps in. Oh, no, wait, no, they are. They're boos.
A smattering.
Yeah,
it's just
a smattering of boos. But he is College Football News, the College Football News podcast.
Are those shifts we're hearing?
Yeah, I got to be very careful with that because I know I tend to elide things if I'm not careful. But
especially after this week for you.
Well, yeah, all good. So I don't have to do that for another half a decade at least. The game we're looking at is number 16, Michigan, at number 7, Penn State. We're going to talk about that. But first, what's going on in Evanston tonight, and how is anybody supposed to get to this game when officials are already warning about major traffic snarls? This could be one of those things where the stands don't even fill until halfway through the first.
It's the most inconveniently placed stadium outside of Wrigley Field that you can find it, because they're all Ohio State fans, they're all coming from elsewhere, and they're all driving, but it's like, really, this place has been here for a gazillion years and now they're figuring out that there's a traffic problem with being where it is in Evanston. You're right, it's going to be a packed house, it's going to be all Ohio State fans, and they all just need to get on the train.
I'll ask you the same question we've been talking about all week. It's the you've got two matchups in the Big Ten. Number 4, Ohio State at Northwestern. Number 6, Wisconsin at Illinois. If I made you put $50 on one of those teams to upset the ranked teams, which team would you put the $50 on?
Obviously Illinois, because we are way overdue for the Joel Stavi-esque like 9 interception game where something really weird happens. Illinois has a burst of...
Yeah, we're going to reestablish contact with Pete Futek and make sure we can get a little bit better line.
It's the Joel Stave reference. He knew it as soon as he started it. You make the Joel Stave reference, and then things tend to eat at the communications lines because I just won't have it. I can't allow it. Those memories are too fresh. It's
is he on a roster?
Torture. Joel Stave? Maybe.
I don't know what that would tell you about the state of quarterbacking in America.
I know he got... He got a practice squad.
Is Brooks Bollinger on there somewhere and Jim Sorge somewhere?
Probably. Yeah, Jim Sorge lasted. He had the best job in the NFL for a solid 15 years, backing up Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Just holding the clipboard for old Peyton.
So you were discussing why you think Illinois is that bet because we're due for the bad quarterbacking game? And
had him, lost him.
See. Okay.
Joel Stave was signed by the Browns because I know you want to know. April 30th of 2018 and was waived 2 weeks later. That's the last job he's had in the NFL, Joel Stave.
All right, Pete, now that we have reestablished a little more reliable contact here.
I'm sorry, I mentioned Jim Sorge, and all of a sudden, you know, the Daft Punk robot rock kicked in on the app here with Jim Sorge. I'm sorry, not Jim Sorge, Joel Stave, and it ruins everything technical related associated with it.
It does that. So you'd take the Illinois in the upset?
I would, if I had to answer your question. Neither one's happening, but at some point Wisconsin's not going to have that great offensive performance, and it's going to Wisconsin up in a bad performance. And Illinois is just – I'm waiting for something. I thought we saw it for a moment there against Michigan, and I thought we saw it in the first half against Minnesota. At some point, Illinois is going to put together that game they put together against the Gophers last year and do it for a full 60 minutes. It can't happen fast enough for Lovie Smith, but it's not going to happen. But if I had to put money on it, that's the one. Because also, Wisconsin's road trip. This is the first time they've been away from Madison since late August.
You've been kind of a Michigan honk, where others have been enjoying trying to predict the eventual expiration date of the Jim Harbaugh coaching regime. But now Michigan's got a chance to go in under whiteout conditions and topple number 7 Penn State, just as they are trying to knock on the door of this elite group.
Yeah, the whole whiteout thing, Penn State's creepy enough as is, take it to another level with the whole whiteout thing. I am a Michigan apologist. I'm a Harbaugh apologist, and it's funny because this whole week I've been asked at least 10 times, well, if Harbaugh loses this, is that it? Is that it for the Harbaugh era? Is he on the hot seat? No. Ask the average sports fan on the street what Michigan's record is right now. You'd think it's like 2-4 or something. They're 5-1. They lost to a historically great started Wisconsin team, and they haven't been great. You know, they've been ugly, but Harbaugh never gets credit for the wins like he got at Iowa. Everyone just focuses on the big losses against the great teams. Penn State's knocking on that door. That offense hasn't shown up against a big team, though. Iowa, it struggled against. Pitt's not exactly a big team, and it struggled against them. But that defense and that pass rush has been phenomenal. I think Penn State wins. I just think it's going to be an ugly, low-scoring, close game. And once again, Michigan's offense is going to look like it's about to turn the ball over on every play. And that's been the biggest problem, is that the optics just aren't good. This is when the offense is supposed to kick in. This is when the passing game is supposed to be fun. They've got the veterans there. They've got NFL-ish receivers. They've got a veteran quarterback in Shea Patterson. And it's just not quite working. But again, 5-1 is 5-1, and the narrative can flip fast. If Michigan wins this, Michigan State's not all that great. That's a winnable game.
Michigan State, we got to talk about them.
Yeah, there's not a lot there for Michigan to have to worry about until they deal with Ohio State, if they can somehow survive a bunch of people wearing white T-shirts and not be freaked out by it.
I do have a suggestion for the folks at Michigan State. Outside hires, I think that's going to be something they may have to invest in Spartan land.
And the strange part about it is Mark D'Antonio goes off and rips on the reporter. The offense is actually sort of kind of working compared to last year. And it's kind of hard to sell the world on, if you got blown out by Wisconsin, that's okay. It's kind of the Alabama, I'm putting Wisconsin and Alabama in the same sentence here, but it's kind of the deal. Sometimes if you lose to a team that's just amazingly good, kind of have to say, okay, well, that's just that, and move on about your day. Look at what Michigan State had to do. They had to deal with an Arizona State team that's pretty good, has a good defense, and you had the weird gaffe where you had the 12 men on the field late in the field goal attempt. They lose that. They have to go on the road. Then they go on the road to Columbus and play an Ohio State team that probably is the best team in college football. And then for their third road game in 4 weeks, they have to deal with Wisconsin and Madison. I give them a little bit of a break because, okay, they lost to two of the best teams in college football on the road. Everyone's going to look a little bad doing that.
Is Joe Burrow outplaying Tua Tagovailoa for the best quarterback in the game right now? And if he does, would it be enough to get drafted over Tua once we get to April?
The scuttlebutt's starting. Let me put it this way. Washington State's Anthony Gordon has gone absolutely bonkers this season. His stats are through the roof. He had the 9-touchdown pass game against UCLA. He's actually doing a whole lot better than Gardner Minshew Magic was last year at this time. He is absolutely ripping it up. He has 25 touchdown passes, and so does Joe Burrow. Huh. I mean, it's crazy. Last week was the week, because before you could look at LSU's schedule, and I did. I was an idiot saying, well, you know, LSU, this has been fun, but they haven't played a defense that includes Texas, and okay, what, you know, they beat up Vanderbilt. Okay, that's fun. Now they got to go against this NFL secondary that Florida's got, and he ripped them to shreds. He was great, and they're not just dinking and dunking. It's not just, you know, this Lincoln Riley, you know, hit the guy in stride and hope for the best thing. He's throwing it downfield with accuracy. And to your point, I don't know if he's going to be past Tua yet. I mean, Tua has just got this otherworldly arm, and he's got the NFL tools to be able to hit guys who are open or locked down. He can throw it anywhere. He's fearless. He's got the NFL ability to throw to covered receivers, and Burrow is starting to show that. But at the very least, he's pushing past maybe Justin Herbert, who's also having a phenomenal year so far.
So Georgia takes a loss to South Carolina. It felt like Mark Richt all over again. They get Kentucky, and then that Florida team you were just talking about. They're not out of this, I assume. I mean, not really, but are they?
Oh, I stepped in it. I dared to tweet out something which is actually correct. A 12-1 SEC champion this year is in the college football playoff no matter what. Doesn't matter if it's Florida, doesn't matter if it's Auburn, doesn't matter if it's Missouri if the NCAA decides to give them a break. Yeah. If you're a 12-1 SEC champion because there won't be enough other undefeated other Power 5 champions, it is absolutely in because you're going to have to beat Alabama or LSU, blah, blah. And everyone yells at you, like, well, wait a minute, look at Georgia, they just lost to South Carolina, that's a disqualifier. No, they still have to play Florida, they still have to go to an SEC championship if they win that. They still beat Notre Dame. It was a bad performance by them. Same thing for Florida. Okay, they lost to LSU, but both of them, either one of them has any hope of going to the college football playoff, they got to win the cocktail party, can't call it a cocktail party game, and you got to win the SEC championship. This year, unless you're LSU or Alabama and you go 11-1 and you play well in that game a couple of weeks from now and you end up losing that, you can't go 11-1 and beat Georgia or Florida this year and get in the college football playoffs. So long-winded way of saying they're not out of it yet, and this Florida-Georgia game is going to be a really big deal.
This segment's brought to you by Mecum Auctions. Mecum Auctions, the largest collector car auction company, returns to the Schaumburg Convention Center October 24th to the 26th. See 1,000 muscle cars, classics, Corvettes, hot rods, resto mods, and more. Advanced discounts on bidder registrations and tickets at Mecum.com. That's Mecum.com. Talking college football with Pete Futak. You know, we haven't gotten a lot of opportunity to mention what goes on out west in the Pac-12, but Oregon is 12th and Washington is 25th, and they're going to be on our television at 2:30 on Channel 7.
Okay, all right.
So it's not Pac-12
I'll
after
still
dark,
watch it.
But it remains a battle between two ranked teams that is certainly more than watchable.
And watch Oregon. This is one of those games, if you're kind of looking to say, okay, who's the team out there that really should be talked about a lot more, that defense is killing everyone. They had the one bad late 2 minutes against Auburn, and they haven't given up anything since. They have gone five straight games, whatever it's been since then, without giving up more than 7 points in any game. They are just dominating. They have NFL talent across the board. Justin Herbert would be talked about right there with Tua, right there with Joe Burrow, if he didn't lose that first game. He has been every bit the pro prospect that everyone was sort of hoping for. That Oregon thing is going to be a thing for the next several years. They've recruited well. They've got a great young talent base. Washington, though, they've been flaky. They've got the ability to rise up at home and beat this team if everything clicks right and if Jacob Eason goes off. The key to this game is 200 yards. If you look at the history of this series, when Washington gets to 200 yards, they beat Oregon. When they don't beat Oregon, and this defense for Oregon is just that good. I think they're still knee-deep in the college football playoff hunt, and once we get in it in a couple weeks when the college football playoff rankings first come out, I think the committee is going to be a lot nicer to Oregon than everyone else is right now. And the other team in the Pac-12 to keep an eye on this weekend, watch out for Utah. They've been dismissed because of that loss to USC, but they've been killing everybody else. There's a really solid chance, and speaking of big matchups that would be a whole lot of fun to see, if 11-1 Utah and 11-1 Oregon meet in the Pac-12 championship, that will be as good as any other Power 5 championship game this season. Those two are really playing at a high level, and they're not just good enough to get to a college football playoff. They could actually, both these teams are good enough with their defenses to actually potentially win a game.
Pete, have a great weekend, man.
Later, guys.
Pete Futak. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football at Ryan Field this fall with the Wildcats, led by Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald, host Ohio State, Iowa, Purdue, and Minnesota in Big Ten play. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. We still have a lot to do. We've got $1,000 to give away in the next segment. We have an opportunity to go to Bears Radio After Dark. We're going to give that away in the next segment as well.
Yeah, we got some MLB playoffs to talk about, too. We're going to take you to New York, where something you will hear it, something happened, and I feel sad for this poor guy. Bernstein McKnight, 6-7.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What is the score?
Let's go, go, go! Everybody! We gotta get up. We're playing cold. This is the game right here. Get up! Let's go! I don't understand. I don't understand why you paid all these tickets if you don't want to win the game. I don't understand. Could it be me? Would it be me? Show shall not be me. I will not sit with two outs in the American League Championship
Good luck.
Series.
Good luck to you, sir.
That reminded, do you remember on the old Conan O'Brien show, one of their writers, a guy named Andy Blitz,
yeah,
did a bit like that?
No.
Where he would be the guy in the audience trying to start these incredibly complicated cheers so that nobody could cheer along with.
It's kind of like the Joe Latruglio thing,
yes.
And I love you, man.
Yeah.
Go, woo!
Now this guy would be like, we want you to win the game by combining defense with run scoring. It was really, really good. That's like a real life version.
At the Yankees game.
All right, it's time for your chance to win $1,000 cash on the score. This hour's keyword is guitar. Text guitar to 72881 by the end of the hour. The keyword's guitar, 72881, a randomly selected nationwide entrant. This hour will win. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Also, I need a single-digit number from you right now.
8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Caller 8 to the contest line, 312-591-6700. We'll get to go to Bears Radio After Dark with Roquan Smith at Carmine's on Rush. Brought to you by Alex Dana's Rosebud Restaurant Group, Lakeshore Recycling Systems, and Timber Tech. Thanks to Hub Arkush, Bobby Hebert, and Pete Futek, our producer Zawoski Campa-Diaz. A Built Ford Tough Bears Monday. We'll be in the offing with Patrick Manley and Rich Campbell. We will do transition with Lawrence Holmes in just a moment on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.